Gibt Korinth auf, mit Sittes, bei bekommen auf Jod, beginnen mit Alp, beginnen mit Tres Master, beginnen mit Zegmazel, Chaimet beschirme bei Eish. It is a strange thing that fire is over, that acts as over fire. So it says, the Hodloi Tani wanted to say, another strange thing, Shashar Baal Chai, that the acts of a living creature, which is not the case by Eish, says, Tres Mishum, that Bechal Masal Chashav Kotten, it's really including Halacha, that you're Chai, when you give it over the Chashav Kotten, because the Hachi Tala Tami, the part of Eish, the reason why you're examined by Eish, is because it's not going to go on its own as a living creature. So that was already included in that stringency. Oh, we left out that another leniency that Eish has is that it's exempt from when it's hidden, which is the pot of Eish, because that you're exempt by fire, whereas Meshavah Barchayev, so that's Shai, that's also left out, because in the other contrast of ox and pit, you'd be Chayev. Now, Pesach Kodrash explains meaning, Kagain, what's examples of Shember being Chayev, but Shar Besak, Molly Kil Meshavah. If the ox kicked a sack full with vessels and broke it, and Machin told him, Nafal Babar, if it fell into a pit, sack, molly tvua, a sack full of grain, chayiv, that the mazik by Schoenberg and Michayiv. So he says, well, duck, it wasn't really so precise. Because the chol milik lab balichayim, anything that's not a living creature, mamaiti mechamor, the bar, it's actually excluded from the word chamor that it says by the pasha of bar, kamay kalim, just like vessels, kadam sevapar, like the Gemara says, later enough, mechasma beis, gabi nafal Babar, if let's say it fell into a pit, the hibish memov, and dried up its water, ruined its waters, lach and feel after it fell, which is essentially like a bur, Shupatr is going to be exempt, Mishum da b'shur bur umayim kolam. Kalim, meaning to say that the shur is going to be the bur, and the mayim is the kalim, and you see that you're exempt from kalim, but it's not really kalim per se, it's really anything that's not a chamar, so therefore Rashi, when he's given an example of that you can be chayib by bur with the sakma like tua, it's not true, really for tua, like kalim, you're not going to really be chayib for that type of a case of tamen by bur. Next to Smart, the beginning of the Gemara, meaning you could have a shur that's tamen or whatever to be chayib and bur, but not the case Rashi gave. Next to Smart, the beginning of the Gemara, lechach anichoy, sechzecha banam, where it scorched the plowed grain and it singed the stones, which that's a case that you chayv by Eish. Now, gabidash bin nila b'rashi, now regarding when the animal stomps on the plowed ground, which he says mashenki b'bar, which is not the case by the pit, because why? Rashi explains over there, why is that a chumra of shor b'bar? Because the leishayach behazikarka, a pit is not movable, so it cannot be damaging other properties. So it says mashma sounds talking about meretz lefarish, and the Rashi would explain the same thing over here. That's the chumra of H also b'bar. Mashenki b'bar because leishayach behazik there b'avon, it can't damage a plowed field and stones. So this is the question of Purushan has difficult quantities interpretation. That would be the case. Then he could have said many things that a stationary item that only fire would damage, a serve base, so you can burn someone's house, but from other stationary things which wouldn't apply before. Why are you picking an interesting case of lichay nir b'sechus chabad? And the Yeshem Rebbe says no. Lichay nir b'chayim. This is saying that if you singe the person plowed field that you can mechay, is even though it's not a normal shantazik ish, that a fire should damage near plowed fields, of elements don't call at all. That's the chiddush mashenki b'bar. Whereas by pit, the pochas miyud potem a misa, when the pit is less than 10 tefachim, is going to be exempt from misa. Keeping in regilas lehemes b'pochas miyud, since it's not the norm to kill less than 10 tefachim. So it's the idea of regilas, even though it's not ragel by eish yichayv. Whereas by bar, when it's not ragel, then you're going to be potem. That's the idea of lichur near v'sirs rabbanim. Next is matam in the gemara shashar chayim by psul mekdashim. Because by the shor, its mazik is chayev for invalid karbanos, which is not the case by bar. Because kadek the shinon, like we darshan later on the gimel beis, if the dead animal would be able for his to use, then you're going to be chayev. Whereas psal mekdashin, which can't use, you're going to be potter by bar, which is not the case by shor. But then says Taisus, if you're going to say lomali shor vali adam, why do you need when the toys of the mazik of bar? That the shur, the word sh'ax, excludes that you're not chayiv on Adam. When we take the Mesiyaloi, you should know that you're not going to be chayiv for killing a person in a pit from Mesiyaloi, because, like we said, it's only the drasha Misha Mesiyaloi, only if you could utilize the dead body, convertina and trip solom reduction. Like we just said, that's how we exempt when it's ox of an invalid carbon, because. And just like you say about Psalm Akdashin that in the veil you can't use because it was hectish. The same thing as the mace, a dead person, Asamano, is also forbidden to have any benefit from the dead person. The Shinik is a Shabbat, Shom Shom Egla Rufa, Perkim Amidin, Digmar Abad Zardav Chavtes Mabase. And the Emish, Shom Shasam, you can say, but no, the here the dead person is permitted. Because I mean, like we say, Perkim Neuchin, Andav Zain Meralev, So it says that's not good, because of Nami Sar Psul Mikdashin Mutter, and the hero of a Psul Mikdashin is also permitted. I mean, even so, since Kivin Sheikri us, since the primary is forbidden, Chashim, we are considering it that the dead is not his vitality, and that's why you putter. So again, that's the same source you should know for being exempt from killing a person. What you can say is, bishar. Now, this pasuk, v'hamesi aloi, which we're excluding if it's psul mikdashin, because it's mishtoi bishar, it's only talking about an ox that falls into the pit. But imagine if you cannot exclude a person who wouldn't v'hamesi aloi, because not talking about other. And so it says, Tate, you should know this, when the Baruch Parakapara, the more later on, the Gimel Beis asks, it says, Beit b'chano, may I say the opposite? Pidus, in other words, v'mesi aloi d'shar, maybe, because we actually have the same word, v'mesi shalom b'shar and bar, we actually darsh opposite things from it almost. So the Gemara says, maybe say the opposite. Maybe say v'mesi aloi d'shar, that nidrish l'misha mesha aloi, to exclude that of psul mikdashin, and in kachas the bar. So it's like, v'echem atzal me'mahachi, how could you say that? Well, b'shar, m'shalom k'ifer, but b'shar, you pay k'ifer, the afapi she'ina mesha aloi, and even though that the mace is not his. Ella al karchav, right? Because obviously a dead person, when you kill a person, when you pay kofar, the mace is not his. Ella karchav l'chashim b'achi. Obviously, we're not concerned for that, because like we explained, why? Because asher kofar, it's going asher. And then we can't ask regarding the halacha from Adam. Which says, v'lavachi l'kashimidi. The truth is, anyways, this is not a difficulty at all. L'may the precious l'el. We explained this already on the Tesma Bezna Maskal Ma'am. The Shevel Adam, really, this drasha, you're right. Shevel Adam, really don't have to exclude Adam. Really, no Adam is excluded from other sources. But we said you need that Yitzchak le'eved, for a slave, or for a non-Jew that was bought by a Jew, that falls into a pit. Now, who, Sherban, that corpse of that dead person is actually permitted, unlike a regular Yisrael. And therefore, it's for that we needed to say Shevel Adam. The last one, that dog is going to be chayv, which Shaisik spends gamma nizak, meaning even on damages. But Rishon Patim Klum, the first thing is exempt from everything. Now, the Perek HaParah, the Gemara later on of Nemal, the Mafash Tam explains the reasoning, because the Chesed says, Ki Yichre, the singular, when he's going to dig, which is Ech Lashlam, only one's going to be liable, not both, which is Lechigu Basra, so the comment to say that the last one's going to be liable, not the first one, because I'm a crowd, the Pasuk says, Vameisi Eloi, meaning, the one that did the Shemis is Michayv, meaning, the only one, even if it's, let's say, Nezakim was only damages, you know, the first one already made a Baritas, which could do Hezek. Shemek says, Master, we're going to the Gemara, but Sulek, what, and there are no other cases? Which says, one, but we can say, wait a second, although you're right, there are other cases that you could be doing Heksher, Mikzas, Nezik, Bibichav, Kalan, Ezek, but after Kiruch, Lachash, Lazar, but you have to be like a peddler and say every single case. What's the Gemara's question? Shemek says, what you can say is, no, Mishim, the Dachik, Lokum, Sneeden, because since we were pushing, pressing to explain the case of Mishnah, the like could that be? That it's even not going to be like a certain time. It could have papa lemisa, or have to be like a papa, but ask me specifically regarding death. What do you mean? We could have said it in different cases, where it could have even been regular damage. That's the Gemara's question. But since that's been doing, we can say, why do you have to say the case that we said it 9 and then the next one putting into 10? But look, why can't you just explain by heaven lemisa didn't have the airspace of death, and below heaven lemisakin and didn't have the airspace for damage? How's that possible? Because you could say that if the width was more than the depth, which is too wide, doesn't have enough hevel for me, so, and then the other one came, and he added on plaster and made it narrower. Ooh, the Maida Rebbe, then Rebbe would agree. You wouldn't have to say it's not like any one Tana. He agrees to Achen Chayiv that the last one's going to be liable, Bein Lamisa, Bein Lazakan, for death and for damages. Or the Gersa is Rav Zvid, as he says, they don't have another base. So that would have been a case that would have been according to everyone. So it says there's so much you can say is no, the ends of Mixas Niska, that wouldn't be preparing some of the damages. The last one did everything. So that would be Heksher Kolanazik. Because it didn't even have any Hebel for any Nizakin when it was too wide. Next says at the beginning with the word Zigmara, this actually belongs on a base. Going Papa Bar Abba. Why is this last person that came up to the bench that broke it like Papa Bar Abba? He says, not Papa Bar Abba, if Adam. Because for regular people who show, a bench is considered Lent. That people could use it. It becomes to sit on the bench. The bench is made for. And therefore, for a regular person, sit on the bench, which is when you're by a shayel, a bar, or someone that's just using someone else's thing, if it breaks in the normal utility, so you're actually exempt. So therefore, it should have been exempt. Now, the Papa Bar Abba, but Shehum Mishuna, that he was different. the kavod, he was heavier from the other than from all other people. Stamein inshallah, we can presume it's not lent to him, and therefore he was chayv. Now, well, perusha according to the interpretation of the Rashbam, so let me have to say, but what does that mean? It means akulukoi. It means actually going on all the people, not just the last person. Why? Because when they come to some of the Moses, shortly, he says to them, what you love hat, if not for you, I mean, they say to him, not for you, have you seen the porta, the kayyaman, we would have sat a little bit longer, we would have gotten up. And it wouldn't have broken in the amount of time that you are. Now, mashma sounds like they've but it had it broken if they would have stayed on for that little bit amount of time. They would have been liable. Now, why would they be liable? Oh, obviously, well, I thought it's Mesimach Mazmalach, and obviously they were also heavy. Now, Amil, if you but according to the conclusion, the Rishon Digmar answers, they actually was leaning on them, and that's why it broke. They ain't talk lafarsh to chayev. Then you don't have to explain that it's that for the liability of being heavy. Ilachin levad, only on the last one. Oh, so that means you only have to say it on the last one. It wouldn't have to be on them either. Now, So therefore. They exempted four people who sat on the bench of a widow and they broke it because they're not liable. Like we said, because it's normal utility. But Rabbi Mizril Chav the Shami said, no, they have to pay. And Rabbi Tam Farshi explains, Tanokat Papa Baraba, he says, well, why? So why did he pick Papa Baraba? Because the Gemara says in the conclusion, the person's force is like his body. And so he says a different interpretation. What was the idea of Papa Rabba? So the Davka Papa Rabba Shu Adam covered is a very heavy person. Because he was very heavy, he was able to hold him down from getting up. And that's why it broke. But other people not so heavy, and if they're leaning on you, won't stop you from standing up. Then they would have also been negligent that they didn't get up, and therefore they would have been liable. And it's only that he was the only one that's chayv, is because he was very heavy and they couldn't get up. Now, if these are according to this, so let me have to say that our Papa Atzmai, that really your Papa himself, Bolatars Mashahiksha, that he was coming to answer what was asked, Vesulaka, and nothing else. That's exactly what he actually wanted to say.